now. Good to have you here as we sort out what's happening with the big shakeup of the Republican field of candidates that want to be governor of the state of Michigan. The Bureau of Elections kicking out a recommendation to deny James Craig, Perry Johnson, Michael Brown, Michael Markey, and Donna Brandenburg from being on the ballot. They say they don't have enough signatures. The opinion not final. The Board of Canvassers, the State Board of Canvassers, will meet Thursday to determine which candidates have enough signatures. The Bureau of Elections report, just a recommendation for the board. Strong recommendation. Tudor Dixon's petitions were also challenged, all of them, because they had an end date for the term at December 31st, 2026, when actually it ends the next day, January 1st, 2027. The Bureau said a failure to include a term expiration date doesn't render a petition invalid. She only had 199 bad signatures, they said, out of more than 29,000. But what strikes me as weird is that there's 68,000 invalid signatures across several of the candidates, right? 60, and they all came from the same 36 circulators. They all came from the same place. Now, does that make you wonder? Huh? Does it make you wonder as to how that's playing out? Nathan, did you get anywhere there? Now, we're supposed to have Chief James Craig here. He was supposed to join me on the program at this moment, but is not here. Tudor Dixon will join me here in another few minutes. But James Craig, who has been leading in, well, pretty much all the polling, he would get somewhere between 25 and 35%, the former chief of police in the city of Detroit, James Craig. Waiting for him to join me here. And, you know, it's going to be, he's been the favorite, but not over 50% favorite, but a favorite. And now being recommended to be out of this race. Perry Johnson also had become one of the favorites because of the money that he had. $2 million of his own money toward his candidacy, going as far as airing a commercial during the Super Bowl. The question now, I guess, would be this. If this holds, who becomes the front runner in the race? Tudor is going to join me. Tudor Dixon will join me here in a moment. She picked up a very important endorsement yesterday from the DeVos family, Dick DeVos and Betsy DeVos. Dick, of course, ran for governor. Betsy was the Secretary of Education during the Trump administration. And the last time that Donald Trump was in town, she got the shout-out. The only candidate that got the shout-out from Donald Trump was Tudor Dixon. Now we have a candidate for governor who is very popular, who is a fantastic, brilliant candidate. Tudor Dixon, said Trump when he was here in town last. Will she get the endorsement? Will somebody else get the endorsement? Will that make a difference? Will that shake things up? Dick DeVos, by the way, made that announcement in Detroit yesterday of the endorsement from his family. And so I guess my question to you is who's the leading candidate now? You've got Garrett Soldano, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, Ralph Rebrandt, and Tudor Dixon will be the five candidates left in this race. But again, there's something about this that just seems hinky, because all of the bad signatures come back to just 36 people. 68,000 bad, invalid signatures, and they all connect to the same people. Did they think that they would get caught? Or do they work for somebody else? Man, it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's a huge deal. And it's a question that has to be answered. Why is this happening and how did this happen? Yeah. So, disappointed to say the least that Chief Craig was supposed to be here and he's pulling a no-show on us. That is a disappointment. He's been here a number of times. I'm sure that the campaign has a lot going on, but we do schedule these things for a reason. He scheduled it after the fact. They asked for it. They asked to be here, and they pull a no-show. Not good for the voters. I mean, in the event that they do make it to the ballot, we expect you to be somebody who keeps their word, no matter if it's a good day or a bad day. Don't be Joe Biden. Don't hide from the cameras. Don't hide from the microphones. Don't hide from people that are asking you honest questions. All right? Meanwhile, diesel fuel continues to set all-time record highs, and Joe Biden, speaking of the Biden administration, now ready to tap emergency diesel reserves, which is pretty rare. This is worse, by the way, than the diesel pinch of 1974 when there was a nationwide truckers' strike. This is worse. You know, the White House has already tapped into the nation's stockpile of emergency oil called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But here's the problem with tapping into these things. In order to refill them, it'll cost the country a pile of money. A pile of money because inflation's already at 8.3%. Gas and diesel at record levels. But tapping into diesel reserves is very rare. It's very rare. Very rare. Hold on one second. I think that we might have some action here. Watch those phones. Actually, we can't. It's too late. So I got the campaign of the chief trying to reach out now. We're not scheduled. Yeah, you are. And trust me, my producers always keep a paper trail because I get... As you can imagine, I get agitated when people pull a no-show on me. It irritates me because we accommodate you to put time into this program because there are a lot of people that want to be in this program, and we picked you and made a deal with you, and you don't show up, and that's a problem for me, which is why my producers, Ivy and Sarah, Ivy and Sweet Sarah, they always keep a paper trail so that you can't pull that game with me. At any rate... the emergency diesel reserves are, it's something that's not, it's very rarely done. In fact, I can't ever remember it being done. It would come from the Northeast Home Heating Oil Reserve in order to deal with the short-term supply shortfalls if conditions continue to get worse, which they will because Joe Biden told us yesterday that this is a transition. This is intentional, what's happening. It's intentional. For the best water in Michigan, you need Wolverine water. My good friend Paul Mahaney owns Wolverine Water. They've been here for 75 years, by the way, has Wolverine Water. Michigan-owned, Michigan-operated. Michigan-owned and Michigan-operated is Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Go there to find out more and get the best water. Now, after the break, Tudor Dixon will be here to talk about the big shakeup in the race for governor. Don't go anywhere. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter, but if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. New arrivals daily at TheBarkingBoutique.com.